Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, there, the time has just gone on to 2 minutes over the hour six. We are together till seven. We're talking about tests, man. We're talking about tests. And remember Gideon, hey? Remember Gideon, Sipo. Judges chapter 7, verses 4. But the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there." And says, "Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you." And then says, "And of whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go." And we know the story, that the people became less and less and less, and Gideon started to become frightened.
Yeah.
Saying, here it looks like nyoqethelela nganabantu ngoba naba baningi bayahamba.
Nalaba bathembile bathathiwe balahlelwa lidolini.
Iqhumama zempi.
Yeah,
zezafika laphayana zaphuza amanzi zenzani zenzani. Hawu, uNkulunkulu wathi hawu, ngendlela kuphuzwa ngakhona kubhekwe nje umuntu azaqwile nangamehlo.
Athi hayi, mana sayiphi.
Kufuneka labo ngathi bayaxhaphaza.
Eyi, amanzi njengolwimi lenje.
Ya, bayaxhaphaza.
Mm.
Ungizwa kahle uJabu, uyangizwa nawe sithi bayaxhaphaza. Kusho ukuthi ubhekile.
Yeah. Eyi, Nkosi yami.
Okwebhubesi.
Yeah.
And maybe ifika kakhulu ke lapho, kuthiwa ngathi about 300.
Yeah.
Hayi, ngiyacabanga uGideon. Hey. Hayi, mara uGideon mina ngenza uNkulunkulu. Yabona la uyosibulalisa la. Kusele laba. Kukhona mhlambe nalaba vela zanga kababheke nokubabheka. Kusele bona, yiba bachaphazayo.
Eish.
uNkulunkulu yazi sekakunqobele leyo mpileyo.
Hallelujah.
Usiza wena ngokukuvivinya ukuthi ususe amaqhawe akho.
Yeah.
Usale ngaye abe iqhawe lakho.
My God.
Sipho.
What a powerful statement, mfundisi, ukuthi uNkulunkulu, he wants us to depend upon him, him alone, not even in our own understanding. At the same time, he uses his ways, because uthi Isaiah 55, indlela zakhe iphakeme uhlo kwamazulu aphakamele umhlaba. So when God does what he always do, when this is done, we normal understanding of a human being. If you check and we issue God, yale ndoda uJoshua ukuthi kwakunabantu ababathembile, wayenama skills kulabo, no, this one I know, mangimbeke front lo mbekele, but God, he wanted to chief his focus and his dependency from people, but to him, God, self work. And it is amazing, kuti, when God is susa, labantes dependa go, mhlawumbe umlalele ekhaya ulalele nje uthi, but why uNkulunkulu evumele lo, why uNkulunkulu evumele lo. He knows us very well. He's got all the details. Izwa uNkulunkulu ethi ubali inwele zekhanda lethu, amazwi aphuma emlonyeni, all those things, minor things. Uma ebali inwele, majini usho ukuthi ikhanda lakhe noma ikhanda lethu lisezandleni zakhe. He can see it with the microscope. It shows ukuthi he knows all the details of what you are going through. Yingakho, even though uhamba in the veil of the shadow of death, God is with you. He'll never leave you, neither forsake you. During test time, uthi, I won't allow to be tested beyond your strength. God enables us to stand the test of time.
Yeah, man.
We have the capacity as my care, you loved. When it's over, you simply just pungula kancane, yeah, pungula foot. Yeah. In other words, it test is exactly, it bring equilibrium. Ngokwesimo sempilo yabo. Uma uSathane emqambela amanga ukuthi hayi uNkulunkulu akangithandi nanilalele, uNkulunkulu lethi test. If it test yami idinga ukuthi ngibe na certain percentage ngokwe capability, uNkulunkulu uzoletha lo ngoba ilingana nokukholwa kwami. Yingakho kumele sikufunde kuNkulunkulu ukuthi when God tests us, wenza sure ukuthi our level of faith iyalingana nezimo esifundise zona. yingakho ushilo umunye umlaleli ukuthi ulungaba vele nje ukuthi nginikeze i-test ka grade 12 ngibe nesilabhasi ka grade 11 and when test comes in intention yako fanele siyazi kahle mfundisi is to promote us is to make sure of the quality siyo nokushape i-character yethu ushilo la umunye ikhola mfundisi ethi sometimes sicabanga ukuthi siyathestwa kanti uNkulunkulu esikhombisa ukuthi nasihlukumeza abantu bese sithi yazi bathesta ugcobo lwabo. Hayi, it's not people who test your anointing, it's God, like enzile kuAbraham ukuthi when umezweni la oyehlala kulo ethi kuAbraham phuma ezweni lakini ihlobo zenu nala ujwayele khona kuExodus chapter 12 Genesis chapter 12 kuyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu he was preparing u-Abraham ukuthi ngizokwenza the leaders yabantu bami but I cannot work with you usase kule ngqondo yabakini amadlozi akini nobukhatha abakini na everything uyazi yakini he has to go through the wilderness and the wilderness ufundisi akudlalo lapha ehlane awuphuza amanzi yangingomela amanzi akhishwa edwaleni ukubalekela eleon ukuthi abantwana bakaisraeli kwadinga ukuthi bakhalele amanzi abanye sebekhala becomplain ukuthi sinazofela la kuyakhombisa ukuthi inhliziyo yabo yayisanamathele laba bevela khona but I love God because his intention is to make sure ukuthi we reach a level whereby we are like him. We give his reverence in everything. He tests the level of our faith. And also, last thing from this, ukuthi he sharpens us. Ngoba uma izifaka itest yalolo mfundisi sicela ukuthi sibe zikhali isandla sikaNkulunkulu.
Nayo-ke indaba. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. You can talk to us there. You can also give us a shout. 012-334-1322. Or else send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Itike ngikorekte indaba ka umfundisi uNwamba uJosepha. Ukuvivinywa nokulinga akufani. Testing and tempting are not the same. And I agree that abantu bathi they are being tempted by the Father. But the word says you should not say so. It says if any is being tempted, let them not say they are tempted by the Father.
Amen.
For the Father cannot tempt to do evil. He is not evil. He doesn't tempt to do evil. But it is the evil one. And one is led to sin by their own evil desires. I agree. When it comes to tests, it is the Father who tests us so that we can become more proficient in His grace, in His walk, in the tasks that He wants us to have. It is when He tests, not tempt. He does not tempt. So, when we talk about tests, we are not talking about temptations. Tingibeke ngesingune. Uma sikhuluma ngokuvivinywa, asikhulumi ngokulinga. Kuba inkinga enkulu ebantwini uma lokhu kuvela, uthola ukuthi sekunalokulinga. Logo okuvelayo. Inkosi sisize. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. And of course, I am willing to hear from you just as much as you want to talk to us. I am willing to hear from you. Say what you feel in your heart. And let us hear you quite well. There's a beautiful song.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. Sipho, let me give this to you, Baba. Let me give this to you. And then, when we are tempted, it says, it is the devil. But when we are tested, It is the Father. I want us to make a difference there. And then, Jabulani, now you will take it over the Ngizokuthi uthini. But at the same time, we are taking your calls. Let's take the call first. Sawubona Dumela. Sawubona.
Ayibona Nkosi babrini.
Gogo ninjani kodwa?
Hayi Nkosi, ngiyibingelele kulo nyaka kade ngangigcina.
Hayi sakugcina kudala gogo, sakugcina sile eMbumbe eNatal, hey.
Hawu manje angisahleli lapha ngithi nawe Nkosi yami.
Yeah.
Manje indodana yami iyangihlela manje yona. Le Mbumbe bazabona ukuthi hayi walapha eGauteng ngoba manje.
Hayi Nkosi, ngithembisile ukuthi mani mangibuye enkabeni kababa.
Ngiyokwakha
ekhaya, yeah.
Mari manje nawuthi-ke baxhaphaza amanzi bazadideka nethi lapho.
Ya, makuqhatshazwa-ke kuzoba nenkinga-ke gogo kakhulu.
Nethi lelo gama lokuxhaphaza, yabona mana ukuxhaphaza usho enye
into, ngiyayizwa ma ingapha,
ya, fanele ukuthi Bachapa. Ungaphakuzet phaka. Uyayibona.
Ya, bayaqhapha.
Manje uhambe kahle manje, inkosi yakho ngathi uyifeyila lapha ekugqibeleni.
Hey man, inkosi lenayo man, eyithi
ngilethe. Inkosi yakho ngathi uyayifeyila ngokuthi uhambe kahle.
Ya, no, kusho ukuthi isign yokuthi ngingahambi-ke lelo.
Into engokungathi uzawucela ukuthi uMoses okwadwa kuye. Ngawuthethe kaloku nelilwalwa.
Ya, ya gogo.
Basuke walibetha yena.
Hey man gogo.
Kanti bekuthe makathethe.
Eh, ya
gogo. Ngayibalo ndawana.
Eh, kakhulu.
Azange manje azange sayiphaka. Manje ufuna ukuyibheka into lapha nakuya ngasekupheleni kuthanda ukubheda kancane.
Ya, ya, ya.
Manje-ke nami ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu nisayibeka indaba yokuvivinywa. Nokulingwa. Angithi sho njalo. Manje bekuthi bengifuna ukuzwa kahle ukuthi manje lokuvivinya nokulingwa kuhlukethi ukulingwa nokuvivinya. Manje ngizwile ngesokukhuluma-ke lapha ekudineni ngokuvivinywa. Manje mina enhliziyweni yami kungathi lento lezi cishe ziyahlangana waphela. Ukulingwa nokuvivinya ngathi le nto leziyafana ngoba kufana nokuthi udelelwe, yabona. Ayihambelani le nto
ngempela gogo.
Ya, udelelwe ngutata umfundisi, udelelwe ngumntana omncane lapha akutshelatshela amagama nje, uzayithatha njani loo nto?
Ya,
manje ngithanda uPawulu lapha amaKorinte 10 uvesi 12 no-13 uthi-ke osuke etumpile ukuthi abheke ukuthi angawo. Manje u-13 uyachaza ukuthi uPawuli angeke ukulinga kwenu kube ngaphezu kwamandla enu, kodwa nizoba nendlela yokukuthwala. Ma sengitshela ukuthi-ke sengathi kuyahambeka nokuvivinywa ngoba phela ngamanye amagama suke ngibekwa esikaleni ukuthi manje ukukholwa kwami kungakanani angithi.
Yebo gogo.
Ma le ndaba ngathi iyahlangana lapha-ke ekukholweni nokuthi ngimthanda kanjani uNkulunkulu uma yena esifuna le ndodana yakhe inkosi yami ayithandayo inkosi yami kuzukuphela kwayo. Manje le nto ingathi ziyafana ukulingwa lobu nokuvivinywa.
Yeah.
Le nto ingathi iyafana.
Ampuru, ma ungayibhekanga kahle ungayibona ifana vele.
Ya, ungayibona ifana kanti yona ayifani.
Ehene.
Ya, manje yokubuhlungu kakhulu inkosi yami, awu bantu. Sengathi inkosi ingasinceda endleleni ukuthi make uThixo wena esivivinya esibeka esikalini. Sibone ukuthi hayi ubaba yena uyongibeka isikalini
ngempela.
Manje kuba makama utheke manje inkosi yami siyalolwa
ngempela.
Uthi umfundisi uma eshumayela namhlanje esontweni lami lapho izakuthi 1 uvesi 10 ungibusa usile ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi-ke ningisazi. U-9 mayeyophela uthi angizi ukukulahla Israyeli ngoba uyinceke yami ngiyikhethile. Manje u-15 uthi yena nginezeni abayibhulo.
Ehhe.
Uyayibona le nto yibhulo ke baba uRay ukuthi ungayithatha kanjani le yokubhula. Uzakhona ukuyisho le nawuthika le KZN.
Akeke loku uthi uthi yibhulo akeke uyisho ke leyo.
Uzayichaza kahle kufuneka uchaza ngithi ibhaliwe.
Valeluchaze ukuthi kusho ukuthini.
Iya, ngithi u-Isaya uthi manje singabe kuma ekhali esikhalweni.
Yeah.
Yabona ukuthi singamakha usho njalo uIsaya la. Yeah, manje ayibeke ukuthi manje sizibhulo.
Ngempela.
Sokho ngamana gama ngeke ukukhulume ngento ongayiqondisisi ongayazi kahle. Uyabona ukuthi nakubuza umnyatha ubhula ke manje ubabri so yamtshela ukuthi hayi phela ubhula amabele ubhula nombili. Yabona manje uzamgida manje.
Kakhulu.
Manje ayihambi kanjani.
Ngempela khona.
Uma ukuthi awusibhulo babre kusho ukuthi ungumnodi.
Ngempela.
Ngokuphitha ukuthi noba imililo ifika endleleni. Yeah, ngathi ke sizivinya ngayo lo mlilo ukuthi kodwa naye wako wathi ukuqalo wathi ukuvivinya wathi unayo ukulingela wahlangabezana nezinto. Wathola imililo. Manje ke kufanele ukuthi sifundele ukubhula yonke lento esidibana nayo sikwazi ukuyibhula sikwazi ukuthi sicine umlilo uma sesishiswa imililo.
Yeah.
Sesidibana nezinto. Ukwazi ukuzibhula waphela yabona ukushisa umlilo ungabaleka lapho ungangena ezona awukhona ukuyicima yabona
ya ngempela
kumele manje uvinje ubanjwe abantu banani wazi umlilo nabantwana balapha edolobheni
ya no
iqiniso ya kodwa layita ngomlilo umuntu olayita ngomlilo lempahla uyahamba yemure ekumbani
ngangeke vele
ya manje
ufuna ukubona ngama riot vele ngama riot
bese kuthi umuntu uabhuke umuntu abanje abhuke kabhuke ucinye lo mlilo ngoba kungenjalo uyofela ekudini kakhulu hey manje Nkosi yami ngiyabusa kakhulu ukuthi akhuluma lapha nibeka Nkosi yami Ubaba Abraham awakwangizisa ubuhlungu mangelinda ngihamba nonkosikazi wakhe lapha kuphenti ukuthi sesahamba endleleni nophela ukuthi ah Nkosi yami mazi sifika lezi vinyo manje sebekubuza ke so mani uthi udadu wethu
hey madoda
uyayibona lento
maqambele qamba ka qamba manga
iyabona manje ukuthi uthi wayezwa ukusaba nokuthuthuba nokuthi mhlawumbe lahlekela ithemba manje ngiyamthanda uPaul Mayethi asibambe isimo sethemba singaxeki ngobukholekile wothembisayo
haleluya
Ya angeke asishiye.
Ngempela.
Ya uthi lawo mathanda besikaphele ukuthi ukuvusa ithande nemisebenzi eminingi. Ngoba zikhona zona izinto vele siyovele sekuhlakana zendleleni. Kodwa singaxeki ethendeni sine. Lapho ethendeni waphela manje uma singaxeka. Kunenge ngokuzamoshakala ngeke ubone nokuthi hayi uNkulunkulu manje uyamzivile ufuna ungibone ukuthi ngiyakhula yini emoyeni. Ngoba isikhathi musa awukhulume uhlala ungunana nje yabona.
Nayo-ke inkinga.
Ya manje bese uyabuvivinya uThixo ufuna ukubona ukuthi ufike kangakanani uyawafunda yini ngathi mhlawumbe utata wayibeka nje.
Tohwana, khula.
Kanti manje awuyifunda uzathi nakakuthinta lapha usho ukuthi hayi iqala lapha iyehla lapha igcina la ithi.
Ya.
Uyayibona ke indodana yami.
Kakhulu gogo, kakhulu.
Manje kumnandi kuhamba naye babe Ray ngoba into ziyenzeke endleleni babe. UDavid akungakethi masilonde nalizwe endleleni ngithi ukuze singoni.
Ngempela.
Ya, ngelinye ngathi ngemthola empilweni lapha. Ngathi ngiyafika lapha yana basibathi hayi sibona ukuthi ungalala ke manje. Hey man ngahlangabezana nenkinga.
Eish.
Ngathi ngilala njani ngoba sekuthiwa hayi ngazathi ngeke ufike ekhaya.
Ya
ngathi ngeke ufike ekhaya ngamangala mina ngihambe nje ngi-right ngibathi hayi ngathi impela manje siza nasibamba umthambo wakho lapho ngathi hayi ngeke ufike nalapha erenkini. Hey man babre ngabona enye into yokukalwa ngendlela ngathi nengihlakabezani manje ngizivinywa kanjena.
Hey man.
Manje ngasithi ngangizivinywa ndenike manje sengilalisiwe ke lapho ke nami ke sengigqoka ingubo zalapho ngingazazi.
Hey man.
Ya esibhedlele basebethi ke manje ke kimi abanamba wona uyawazi yini wabantwana bakho na.
Isigogo.
Yabona ukunganaki babre.
Hey.
Ya. Hayi ngase ngiyasha ngama number abantu bami ngathi cha lo nomunye kuphi sebenze ebusuku kodwa manje ulele. Base bethi amanye awunawo ngathi cha la number kamakhelwane.
Yeah.
Bathi ka usholo ke gogo. Akwathola ukuthi ngiyawasho.
Ngempela.
Bafaka bathi gogo awangini kanti bona bamamele ngakahle. Baphinda bathi gogo bathi hayi umakhulu uthi angena ama number. Manje siyosizwa yiloko Nkosi yami ukuthi yena sihlale naye uNkulunkulu bantwana bethu nibasifica izivinyo kodwa simkhonze ngoba nathi ngifica lapha ngizivinyo lapho mina sengisuka ngishiya naleso nto ngiyokhonza kwenye indawo.
Eish.
Yabona.
Ya yathandwa ke.
Kanti uThixo akade angivivinya. Mina ngiboni mina sengishiya phansi yonke lento ngithi ayu Ray akasale nebandla lakhe. Mhlawumbe angivivinye ngawo babu Ray ushumayele ngamhlambe amaviki amathathu.
Hey madodana.
Ungivinya ngithe umfundisi wangihlalela kahle kahle kanti ngalo mfundisi
kwenze njani
kwenze njani wangishanga la matshe kangaka wangihlalela kangaka kanti umthetho khona kale uvivile ngendlela eziningi angithi mntanami
ngempela
manje kukuvizinya kunjalo kwethu kasihlalele enkosini bantwana bethu sihlalele ezwini angizwile abalaleli babeka nkosi yami ngisho ukuthi naniyaka baba makamungelanga ngingitshele mani ngiyafuna ukuyofika kwakhe
kungaba kuhle
ngiyamuzwa ukuthi isizulu bani yasi isizulu yasizama kakhulu uyasishaya mani unkulunkulu aphilile mani amen bazalwane nanibambezwe
bambili
bantu abami
bambili gogo how's it going? We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Yeah, these things happen. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Tarei.
Yebo, Putwami.
Kunjani, my brother.
Siyaphila, sibuze kuwe, Putwami.
Sagciniwe emuseni, my brother. Ngibuse ney'nceku lapho uPastor J.B. Dominic. Nomfundisi uKhadebe. Wasefanela.
Awuzweke.
Hallelujah.
Some of our faith is tested. Ngoba iJehova ufuna ukubona ukukhula kokholo lwethu.
Yeah.
Number one, ukuthi our faith is growing or not. Ngoba ngezinye izikhathi sibusisiwe ngezinto ezalelizwe ezinhle, kepha uthole ukuthi sicabanga ukuthi lezi zinto sithole ngamandla yethu noma ngokuhlakanipha kwethu, brother. Bese uNkulunkulu sibukela izinto sabalale kancane kancane. The devil will bring tribulation and test to us.
Yeah.
If we win this test, then it will show that our faith is genuine or not. Ezinye izikhathi sibandla lika Jesu Christu safikelwa yikorona pandemic brother. Many of our family members died. Bebulawa yilokubhubhana lesifo.
Yeah.
Ama-business avala, iningi lalahlekelwa yimisebenzi. Namasonto amanye avala.
Yeah.
Then i-financial hardship kwaba yisethi yokholo lwethu. We became like believers, brother.
Yeah.
What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we say? Ihambile, brother. Kepha uNkulunkulu esiqinisa wathi lapha kumahubo 91:15.
Yeah.
Kungibiza ngiphendule, yakuba nayo sizini, ngimkhulule, ngimdumise.
Ngempela.
Nasinqoba sijabulisa uJesu Kristu umnikazi webandla.
Usesekhona? Okay. Angazi kwenzakalani, but we seem to be losing uBabvilakazi there. Babvilakazi, usesekhona? Alright, we seem to have lost him a bit there. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right, and we take your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. 012-333-8699. Hello there, hi. Yeah, isuke yakhatha putwami.
You are starting load shedding somewhere.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
We must not have fear of trials and tribulation.
Yeah.
The Lord is our helper. Must be cleaner and become heads, not tails, my brother.
Yeah. All the time. Be blessed too, sir. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And let's hear what you bring across with regards to this. I need to hear from you. And here's another one. This is from MOM, Mom. Says, greetings in the name of Jesus. I was in a sinful relationship, fat and set, for about 16 years. We actually met when his daughter and mine and my were only 2 years old. And they are now young adults. This relationship went bad when he tried to bring his other pregnant girlfriend to the house we were living in, and by the grace of God, he was exposed. This happened when I started going to church after being invited by a friend. I then moved back to my own house with my children. Last week I met Musioni, and he's talking about marriage. Now the test has already begun to practice what God intends us to do before getting married. We will have to go through all the necessary ways before we both know what God intends for this relationship. Let the Father have the deciding factor in everything. All right, here's another one from Jackie M. Says, Koton Tatelhodi, Leba Shanka Moreneng, Jabuli Sipo. God gives us 40 years to achieve what each one desires rightfully, but we always forget that there's trials and tribulations in our path. Tests come in many forms, Muruti, but there is the most notable number of 40 years. It all happens through the kingdom of the Israelites. One Saul ruled Israel 40 years, chasing David, but David survived the test of time. And he always was running away from Saul. His 40 years expired too. Then David became king and ruled Israel 40 years. He became the most powerful king of Israel. He was also tested during his 40 years of ruling. But he knew God, and even when he stumbled and fell, he called upon the Lord. His desire was to build a temple for the Lord, but God told him he can't, for his hands are full of blood and his term expired. Then Samuel became the king for the next 40 years. Yet he was also tested, even though regarded as the most notable king over Israel. 1 Peter 4:12-19. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and God rest upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. 1 Peter 5:10. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. That is Psalm 66:10-12. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid the crushing burden on our backs. Yet let men ride over our hearts. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. Jackie M. in the Val, Sibukeng. I have a problem when you said Samuel became a king for 40 years. I read it there, Mom Jackie, you wrote it there. Okay. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. All right. Jabu, let me bring this to you, brother.
Then.
At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what shall I give you? Now, I know that scriptures say God, but it's actually Yahuwah appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and asked him and said, ask what shall I give you? Remember? And
Hey, ngiyacabanga uSolomon bekuyimbe ngizothi yo. Uyibonile le moto eba TV yano. Awungizame baba, nje kuseni ke ngithi kuyivurvana. Ask and I shall give you. What a test there. To see if this king was refined. And then he asks for Christ. He says that you may give me wisdom.
Yes,
whose
sir.
Wisdom? Whose wisdom?
It's Christ.
Yeah. Whose wisdom? Oh. He says that you may give me wisdom. He asks for Christ. What a test. A paseka mnandi. A paseka powerfully. Jabu, do you often fail our tests?
You know, in most cases, I would say that we do because of not understanding maybe the purpose of the tests and also confusing the tests with the temptation. As also, you know, like maybe some might be also thinking that the test and the temptation is the same. So, but if we can understand the purpose of the test, as the word says, that it's to strengthen our faith, you know, it's to build a faith, actually a character that is godly. Is to purify us, to remove everything that is not of God in us, so that godliness can remain with us, and then God can do anything He wants with our life. He can bless us the way He wants. But now, if that happens before this test, we will not be able to really be used of God. We will not be able to even contain the things that God wants to deposit in our life. Like I was reading Zechariah chapter 13:9, it says, and I will bring the dead party through the fire, refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. You know, and then they will call on my name, and I will answer them. So that's the purpose, for us to be able to have a conversation with the Father. When we pray, for our prayers to reach Him, and Him to answer us. So, but if we do not go through this fire, which is the test, there is no way that we'll be able to cry out to God and be helped by Him, because all these things, worldliness, yabo, inyama, you know, iniswa, inkanugo, and everything that we desire will still be like clouding us. So, but once we are tested, we are put in the fire, just like gold, you know. Gold only gains its value after the fire. You know, after the fire, then that's where it shines. That's where it's the valuable mineral resource. So also, for us to really be valuable, we need to go through the fire, unfortunately. You know, some people feel like, God, why God will cause us to feel so much pain? Why God will go, you know, He will never like cause us to go through what we'll not be able to endure or be able to really overcome. So the test that God brings to us, we will be able to pass them when we depend on Him and rely on Him. After that, you know, we'll be having a character that is godly. Everything He wants to do, He will do. Everything that we need, He will provide.
Absolutely. Absolutely true there. And we are still taking your calls. You can talk to us. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say. Hello there. Hi.
Let's hear what you say. Hello there.
They're on Radio Pulpit. Hello.
I born in Kos, Baba.
Goko.
Hi, man. I'm busy. I'm trying to find a way to make my house look pretty.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. You have to be young, busy, and don't have to be. But
Yeah.
Uthi manje bese ngihlangabezana nezinto.
Hey madod.
Manje khona ke ngibusisa khona ethi kwenye indawo uye wabhadala engakuliti bathi yakweleka. Uthi mangabe sengiyakhokha, uyayibona injani lo nto? Uthi yiko ukuvivinga ngithi lokho.
Ngempela.
Uthi manje ngakhokhisa ukuthi manje ukuza abantu bangazongivane ngenxa yami.
Yeah.
Uba nangabe ngizongithi pick bathu abantu hayi kanti le nto kanti inje.
Kanti inje. Hey.
Manje bathola ukuthi ke wabanjani leyo? Wase ubhula umlilo.
Yeah.
Uthi ku-Isaya uma ekhuluma ngokubhula ke manje, uthi ke manje imigoqo emaphambweni, uyawazi umgoqo?
Eh.
Uyawazi babrey?
Umgoqo mama.
Umgoqo uyawazi?
Cha, angiwazi mama.
I-stumbling block.
Oh, umgoqo.
yakuthiwa ngumgogo, ungathi umgogo, na uthi umgogo ushenyini. Umgogo. Uyabona.
Yeah.
So ukuthi manje ke inkeme phambi kwakho, manje ukizayo uthi iyancibilika phambi kwethu ngoba singabantwana bankulu, uma sifunda lapho 45 uyakhulu. Ngoba sinjani na, ngoba Nkosi yami siyibhulu.
Ngempela.
Yeah, siyibhulu Nkosi yami ngoba zenzeka izinto. UThixo usikala nje ufuna ukusibona ukuthi singamaqhawe yini, siyafana yini naye, waphela uthi singoNkulunkulu. Hey Nkosi yami, imnandi indaba yanamhlanje bantwana bami, nami ngifakele ivuselelo. Ngiyathanda nami ukuthi ngibe nani Nkosi yami, nami ngiyaphila ngiyavuselela ya. Nithi ke phambili mase uthi yathutha nje manje uyohlala ngase KZN.
Mayibo. No, ikhaya nje lesibili.
Oh, ikhaya lesibili.
Ya, nje ikhaya lesibili.
Hayi go lapho ngizayo ngiyohlalela lapho ke ngizimile lamasi lamasi abomvu lawo kade ukhuluma ngawo.
Nayo ke, nayo ke indaba, nayo ke.
Yeah, ngahamba ka ngawudlala amasi ke mina sengikhulele la eGoli isikhathi esiningi. Ngaphatha isisu cishe kwaphela inyanga. Lamasi abomvu la ngaphatha ngingagibisa isisu engingasazi
yabo.
Manje ufuna ukuthi ngidle utsweke.
Yeah, utsweke.
Uyabona utsweke maya nasezwini kunjalo, wena ujali ukudla utsweke. Eh nangaba sefungene ezwini sekujuliwe manje elizwini ngifundisa uTshumayele. Angijika ngithi manje uReyan Samuza ngijike sengithi ngona mina ngasaya kule nkonzo.
Yeah.
Kanti manje indaba sesijikile manje. Yeah, selifenya vizinya ntele ukuthi ngiqala kangaka, ngiqalwa kangakanani, ngivisa kangakanani, ngenza kanjani.
Yeah, ngempela.
Yeah, ngikhula kanjani emoyeni. Manje ke bantwana bethu singabanqobi, ayibongi Nkosi, singabanqobi.
Mayibongwe gogo, siyabonga
kakhulu. Amen, emlilweni nasemanzini. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awuzeke, and of course, a little bit of unqubeko.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
It's a beautiful song, isn't it? It's a beautiful song. Cuckoo.
Eh, Baruti Vaka, the Tangi Chiaku, La Mandarin, and 2 weeks are not made to
Ay mara wa.
Di anong mekan chiti di shuka mohano ngan tretin infection.
Eh aman ko.
Ke khopela di thapelo fela ba rute ba ka ke tla founa ga botse diketlang.
Okay, ko ko fole ka lebitso la morena rena Yiso, Yehusha Hamashia.
Oh yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, ke a leboga.
Amen kuku man. Amen.
Amen.
Hey man, lamanzi lawa man, lamanzi lawa abantu banikezwa wona man. Hayi isihlungu, isihlungu, isihlungu kakhulu. Hello there, hi.
Hi, Pastor Ray, njani na?
Ifukile ikongwini manano.
Hey, ifukile, sorry ngene late, angifanele ngene khale nyana man.
Ah, silungile kuku, silungile.
Ah, silungile na ke.
Welcome, welcome man.
Welcome, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Hey. Hayi twa tshikisa ko mhaka ya kahle ende vati va switata e ya hina hinkweru a hi ya vonwini na vo tshipfa ka dela ni ri
yeah yeah
eh ho akana hi vuyisana hi leswaku hi vuyisana endleleni ya xikwembu
yeah absolutely
eh mati va ntshakiso ho akana la ntshakiso hi ndo ndo mami chapter 8 liya
yeah akana
eh verse 2 yeah verse 2 liya
yeah
va ku xikwembu a swo mi kambela leswaku mi nga rivali a vula va Israyele ku leswaku mi nga rivali ndlela leyi mi nga famba hi yona loko mi humilile Gibita.
Yeah, man.
Na ku mitshina ku vona ku mifambe malembe mangani tikombo xa mitandela xo mitandela xi vona ku mita rivala na n'wina va Israyele mita yingisa swileriso swa xona na ma yi vona mhaka leswi swi ni dyondzisa ku na le vukresteni a ni munhu hi ta huma a ku a ni tshikile swa misava a na ha endli leswi na leswi ni ya vukresteni ku ta swin'wana swi ta swi ta ni kambela ku na xi tiva xikwembu lexi xi nga ni susa laya na xi nga famba na mina ni xi vonile na ni na xi yingisake ma yi vona mhaka leyi vona a yi saseke ngopfu a yi xi tshembeni xikwembu so leswi swi tela ku ta yi ninginisa ku ri i tiyile na va xi tiva xikwembu na ku ri xi famba na wena miringo a ncimu swo ku kurisa leswiya swo hi tlakusa miringo liya ku xikwembu xi ta kota ku vona ku hose wa ni tshemba wa ni yingisa halleluya
halleluya manano
amen
amen amen ngempela uyasivivinya ukubona ukuthi sime ngokweqiniso na uyayibona sime ngokweqiniso that is what she's saying. He tests us to see as to whether we still are standing in the faith and in the truth. That is what she said. You know? Alright, coming to the end of the show, a little bit of that song.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape. It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mubiko Mbatha there. A beautiful song then. I trust you are enjoying it together with me. Now unto him, the name of the track. Hey, we're coming to the end of the part, man. And next week, we are talking about the walk of a believer. The walk of a believer. That's what we are talking about next week with Jablan Dominic and Sipho Paulos. And please remember, my brothers, I will send you a topic there. Esiprekayo, esizokwazi ukuthi si transmit eningekho kwamanye amashow. Those 10-minute inserts, mantoliskati. Then I will send the topics. I'll send the topics to each, and then you break them into four parts. That is definition, moments, effects, and conclusion. That will be happening. I will be sending them to you. Sipho nawe jabu, my friend. Francis Sithole says, Ray, ungathi la manzi la. Rather say le ANC lena. How? Because we lived under the NP government, but we've never seen anything like this. Francis, ukhuluma ngani ndoda? Hawu mara Francis, vele vele walalela ishow, wayilalela ishow, wayilalela. What might he? 3 minutes to. What you think bavurithele? Cale ngoreyi. All right. Thank you, Francis. Thank you for sending the message, man. And, you know, we are actually tested in many instances. Verse 23 and verse 24 of Acts chapter 16. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely.
having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Paul and Silas. Now, here's an issue. That they were happy that they are going through this. Trials and tribulations. These sufferings. Amen. They are our test. Let me give you a minute each, just to conclude. Calling our Sipo, Mhlobo wam.
Thank you very much for listening from the beginning. But what I'll highlight most in this talk, in the topic, and I'm saying is there's a difference between testing
and tempting, yes.
And tempting.
Yeah.
So, from the Konabu Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, Uti, now after this thing, God tested. It's God who tests the faith and the commitment of Abraham. And the Mafunda, who made to chapter 4, that's where we see temptation.
Yeah.
Whereby Nakona Usatane attempta Ujesu. I mean in Fun in verse 4 corner, Uzabonale. Then Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. God test, devil tempt.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sbong as Sipo. Jabu.
Amen. We really thank God to teach us about, you know, the test, about our faith being tested. So I believe that many of us now, we really have an understanding from God so that you cannot confuse the two, temptations and tests, and also see the benefits of the test in our lives. So now I think we should be in a position where we feel now with it vision, so that it's so wise with the ukhola kwethu kube ngokuqinile futhi okunamandla. So in the book of Job 1:22 there it says, through all this Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. We know the test that Job actually, the test, the trials, the tribulations, the sufferings that he went through. But through all that he did not sin. He did not even blame God. So let us not also like blame God when we are tested or even sin, because and make the test to be the license for us to sin, to say, I've got nothing else to do, therefore let me just give in to sin. No, know that after the test, there is a great reward that the Lord has prepared for you. You will see the victories that the Lord has kept in store for you. Let us enjoy the test and the trial.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ngiyabonga to the both of you. We talk again the coming week. And to the King above all else, Yahusha HaMashiach, we give him glory, majesty, and honor that also by his Ruach, the Holy Spirit, Yahuwah Elohim continues to guide us into all truth. And we are learning together. Thank you so much. Jabu, thank you, my friend. I will send you the topics when I arrive at home. Sipo, thank you, my friend. I'll send you the topics when I arrive at home. Ngiyabonga mngani wami. Jabu.
Sibonge kakhulu mngani wami, uNkulunkulu akubusise nomndeni wonke. Mngani wami Sipho, balaleli bonke, ogogo bonke abafonile.
Ngikulandisise
ngegama likaJesu Kristu.
Makaphile ugogo, aphile ugogo Sibeko, aphile ziphole ilonda. Ampo ngithi amalonda manje ngiyazi ukuthi bazangifonela, but manje uthi nire. Yabona ukukhulela eGauteng kuyamosha. Ulwimi lami alisasebenzi kahle, uyabona. Sipho, asibonge.
To all the glory to Ngunkulu wethu mfundisi, that his will be done. Nempilo yethu. Thank you very
Mpilo
much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jablani, Jablani, Jeb. Amen. Thank you.
Uyabona bekathi athanda ukuthi mjebhane ezilezi ezikhulele emalokishini akude nedorobha. Mjebhane. Asibonge kakhulu inkosi nibusise bafowethu, kuyanithanda. Amen.
Love you, Murugi.
Awuzeke. And then of course, thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. To even, you know, spend time with us. We really appreciate. We talk again the coming time. Much blessings to you.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day. inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.